out. He beat Kansas City. Actually, I lost to Kansas City where he gave up four runs. He had no run support in seven and a third innings. He's not going to look like he's overpowering, but he's sneaky with the fastball. He's somebody that you get up there as a hitter, you're thinking, oh, he throws 89 miles an hour. Next thing you know, it's on you quicker than you anticipate.
Darren, what's the priority on pitches thrown today? If you check the flags in right field, they're blowing out to left field at a gale.
You know, I think it's this way. It's not really. It's about the defense. The outfield and the high pop-ups stay with the ball at all times. But the hitters, got to hit your line drives today.
White Sox won game one, 5-2 last night, a four-run eighth, and they came back and beat the Tigers 7-6. We'll see how Quintana does today against Loebstein of these Tigers. That's the matchup on the mound. We've got more with the pregame. This Chris Rangio will continue on the score, and this is the White Sox Radio Network.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9. Get White Sox baseball talk on your way to work. It's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix salutes Chicago sports fans everywhere as football draft parties turn into watch parties for the basketball and hockey playoffs. Zing Zang is proud to be a Chicago original as the Bloody Mary Mix that's so good you can't believe it came out of a bottle. Check out CBSChicago.com sports page for all the news on the draft and the basketball and hockey playoffs. Chicago's pregame pride and game day respect for the Bloody Mary ritual makes tailgating indoors or out spectacular. So whether you're on the south side or the north side, tailgating with friends in a parking lot, or pouring the perfect Zing Zang Bloody Mary on your couch at home, raise your glass to tailgating everywhere. This Zing Zang Bloody Mary is for you. Zing Zang is so good, vodka's optional. Visit ZingZang.com. That's ZingZang.com.
Michelangelo had the Sistine Chapel. Van Gogh had Starry Night. And now you have your home. Introducing the most legendary name in paint, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, now at Lowe's. Thanks to precision color, designer-inspired collections, and the long-lasting quality of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, Lowe's is now your go-to destination for paint. Lowe's, never stop improving.
For the best of nightlife and music near you, visit CBS Local's Best Of homepage. From concerts to girls' night out ideas, we've got it covered. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local, we know nightlife and music. We know local. For ideas on family activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for great family fun. CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. Visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, for more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
Hopefully be talking about a White Sox winner then. Here we go. White Sox baseball is coming up.
Sox fans, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the White Sox Radio Network are now proud to bring you Chicago White Sox baseball.
He jumps up, it's gone!
Strike three called. Sox win. He struck out the side. Sox win.
Ray was swinging a high fly deep right field.
Track wall, slam. Sox win. Sox win.
Presented to you in part by Miller Lite, by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Menards, IBEW Local 134, CJ Wilson Mazda, Safeco Insurance, the United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians, Community Hospital of Northwest Indiana, Phillips Chevrolet in Frankfort, Hills Brothers Coffee, Thornton's, Allstate Insurance, the Village of New Lenox, and Beggar's Pizza. They lay it on thick. And now let's go live to the ballpark from the U.S. Bank broadcast booth for Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson with all the play-by-play action on 670 The Score and the White Sox Radio Network.
Good afternoon, friends. Once again with Darren Jackson and Farmer. Glad you're with us. Today's game is going to be played with temperatures nearing 90 here in Chicago. The wind blowing from the right field corner towards left. The White Sox, Darren, are going for the sweep of the Tigers. They beat them 5-2 in the first one. Last night, a dramatic eighth inning as the White Sox sent 10 men to home plate. scored all the runs they needed, and they came back from a deficit. They were not really coasting in the water like a boat on without waves, but I can tell you this, when it started, it didn't stop until the run scored. Six straight hits with two outs.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive to have the offense just come alive when it did, as Robin Ventura continually says. You know, he's just waiting for his offense to get a little spark and to get consistent. And last night, there was some spark. We haven't seen the consistency yet, but maybe that's the start of it. Today, maybe they'll get after Loebstein early and often.
White Sox had seven runs on 13 hits, with six of them coming into the eighth, as I mentioned. They beat the Tigers 7-6. Kyle Loebstein will pitch for the Tigers, two up, two down, with an earned run average under four at 3.91. Jose Quintana will pitch for the Sox at 1-2, earned run average of 5.28. Those are the starters. Rest of the lineups next with Darren. We'll call the first pitch. Sox and Tigers this afternoon from US 4, and this is the White Sox Radio Network.
Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, weekdays 9-1, talking White Sox and all of Chicago's teams. This is WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
See your participating Ford dealer for details through 6/30/15.
We are broadcasting from the U.S. Bank radio booth, and the first inning is brought to you by Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois for nine consecutive years. Time for our original starting lineup brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light pilsner.
You are? So he knew that. He banned it up. And once he did, he was dominant once again.
Finds LeBron James at the right point. He's watched by Butler with 10 to shoot. Jab step by LeBron. Now he puts it on the floor. He roars down the lane and he throws it down. LeBron James gives the Cavaliers a 60-39 lead, leaving the trail of utter panic behind.
Thanks to Cavs Radio. And never mind winning a title or even winning the East. The only way they win this series is if they ride that beast. I understand that Bron wants to be a team guy, and rocking that Costco-sized headband was some sort of symbolic gesture to fit in, or taking it, losing it. But the option of being just one of the guys went right out the window when one of your best guys got his arm ripped off. Band up. Man up. If that sweaty tarp makes you stand out, then wear that thing 24/7. Every rose has its thorn. Every king has its crown. Cleveland is not looking for you to fit in. Nobody there is, Bron. They need you to throw down. They may have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but right now, C-Town's greatest band is the one wrapped around Bron's melon. And if LBJ does, in fact, look like just one of the fellas, ooh, Cavs are screwed up. Oh, yeah. See what I did there? Do you see what I did there? I'm telling you, if this guy really just wants to fit in and be one of the fellas, then ooh, Cavs are screwed up. Oh, there's a Hall of Famer. There's a Hall of Fame band right there. The ladies from Heart. Good move, Bron. I didn't understand the thing in the first place. This guy's worn that headband for, what, 10 years? Yeah, you know, I don't want to set myself apart from my teammates. I got to fit in. I want to let them know we're all in this together. I'm one of the fellas. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're the best player in the NBA. You're the alpha. You lost one of your big three. You've got another key component missing the first couple of games. Why would you be one of the fellas? Nobody wants you to fit in, LeBron. They want you to dominate. They want you to be a freak. They want you to be an extremely athletic Karl Malone. You know, the guy you've always been. Fit in? Who asked you to fit in? Who wants you to fit in? Whose idea was fitting in? Bad idea. I want to know who went to LeBron and said, "Hey, man, honestly, LeBron, they're starting to resent you a little bit, bro. They think that you think you're better than them." Look at Sean Marion. Why can't you be more like him? You got to blend in, King. And that King thing, stop. Stop with that King thing. And that Chosen One ink, sandblast. Man, put your headband. That guy, that headband should never come off, all right? He should wear that thing when he rocks suits. He should wear that thing on commercials. He should wear it when he puts on a suit. He should wear it. He should sleep in it. The headband should never come off. The same one, too. Don't change it out. Charles Barkley loves the headband. Chuck is always talking about the headband. He brought it up on my Showtime show once. Chuck on LeBron's headband.
I don't know why LeBron won't come on home. Because you know what? He got the biggest headband in the history of civilization. Jim, his headband is about this big. It's getting longer every year. I don't understand why he don't come on home. He's the best basketball player in the world. He shouldn't worry about going bald. Trust me. It's not that big of a deal.
Come on home. Come on home. He goes, he should not worry about going bald. Trust me, it's not that big of a deal. Chuck is always on that. Chuck also says,